You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
Yesterday, I received from the desk of Annabel Bishop, the chief economist at Investec, an industrial production note, and it says the following, which disturbs me somewhat. It says, the effects of the synchronized global economic slowdown aids South Africa's industrial production contraction of minus 8.4% in the first 2 months of Q3 2019 versus the first 2 months of Q2 2019, seasonally adjusted, etc. Whatever the semantics are, Annabel, minus 8.4% for the first 2 months of Q3 2019 versus the previous 2 months, very, very disturbing.
It is disturbing. You know, there's a fairly close link between GDP activity and industrial production, given that obviously industrial production is in the primary and secondary sectors of the economy. So, you know, a bit concerning. Obviously, we would wait for the month of September before getting the final reading for the quarter. But that said, it could indicate that GDP growth might not be as strong as perhaps some expected in the third quarter. The other factors, you know, obviously being that the second quarter in South Africa's GDP calculations saw a big boost, strong economic growth of 3.1% in GDP. That's because the first quarter saw a contraction due to load shedding. So, you know, the third quarter was never expected to be as strong as 3.1, but obviously these industrial production figures so far are worrying, particularly as September may well not see a very substantial rebound, you know, large enough to compensate for this drop in the first 2 months, because the global economy continues to see a synchronized slowdown, for, you know, as a consequence of the trade conflicts.
Yes, let's have a look at that global economy, first of all, and let's have a look at the international influence on South Africa, because it says here, the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, warns that the global economy is in a synchronized slowdown, and we are once again downgrading growth for 2019 to 3%, its slowest pace since the global financial crisis. Both the economists' industrial and metal commodities price indices show a marked decline of minus 12% year-on-year and minus 8% year-on-year, respectively, in the third quarter. And the delicious irony, of course, about the domestic influence is that when we tried to do this interview yesterday, Annabel, you couldn't do it because you didn't have any power to charge your phone because of load shedding.
So I think, you know, these are some of the worries. And bear in mind that these economists, industrial and metal commodity price indices, these are essentially hard numbers for the third quarter. So you know, the month of September is out and it's in the system, it's recorded. And essentially it shows a very weak third quarter. As you indicate now, worries that load shedding could be quite persistent this week and possibly next week as well. Quite a few problems, you know, through the transmission and generation system in South Africa from Eskom mean that we might well see, you know, a negative impact on the fourth quarter as well, due to the electricity. So really industrial production, which includes electricity production, you know, showing a fairly weak outturn so far for the third quarter. And the concerns are, does that again in the fourth quarter, really leading to, you know, worries about GDP growth overall. It may be too early to, you know, be particularly concerned, but nevertheless, GDP growth is now estimated 0.5% for the whole of 2019, and that was down from about 1.5% at the start of 2019 when forecasts were initially being made for this year.
The synchronized global downturn is negative for South Africa's export-led economic activity, particularly mining and manufacturing, and has contributed to the poor performance so far of industrial production in the third quarter. These are your personal numbers. You calculate them yourself, but maybe if you could just embellish the point you've just made about the effect on GDP for the next quarter, because we bounce back from a potential technical recession. Do you think there's any chance of us going negative again?
So, you know, having a look at industrial production, it accounts for about 22% of GDP. I mean, that's not necessarily my calculation. That's, you know, what the statistics South Africa figures show. And of course, you know, having a look at the manufacturing, mining and electricity production data, which is what composites industrial production, if you have a look at it from a seasonally adjusted annualized basis, that's how GDP is calculated. So that's why it does give you some fairly good indication of what's occurring. For example, if we have a look, as you said, in the first quarter of this year, when we actually saw this quite strong contraction in Q1 of 3.1%, we saw industrial production that quarter contract by 9.2%. And that would make sense, given the load shedding impact on mining and electricity, and of course, electricity production itself. If you have a look in the second quarter, you know, the resumption of electricity supply, saw industrial production expand by 6.7%, so not contract, and GDP itself expanded by 3.1% in that quarter. So, you know, looking at the third quarter, I don't think it's necessarily going to see a contraction. It may just see slightly lower growth than it's expected. For example, the retail sales figures seem to have been fairly good for the first 2 months of the third quarter. So, you know, adding it all up, we'll really see the final outcome later in the year. You know, the GDP figures for the third quarter produced closer to December. But of course, you know, the risks obviously is that we have been in a slowdown, a downward economic growth trend in South Africa since about 2011, when economic growth was around 3%, continued downward trend until this, you know, this year, obviously looking at growth of now 0.5%. Last year, you know, 2018, growth of 0.8%. So, you know, the concern certainly is that this downward trend continues, and indeed that GDP growth might even be a bit weaker this year, and worries obviously for the next couple of years. Look, a piece of good news is that South Africa's global competitiveness rankings from the World Economic Forum has seen a lift. We now rank 60th in the world versus 141 countries versus 67th last year. And part of that is due to the perceived improvement, which, you know, there has been improvement in governance in South Africa under Cyril Ramaphosa. So that's fairly good news, but the Global Competitiveness Report still indicates a number of areas where we need to do better in order to lay the groundwork necessary for fast economic growth. And of course, the Global Competitiveness Report itself, very important that it's the perceptions of foreigners and domestic investors of the environment in South Africa, the environment you invest into. So these, you know, so it's an important outcome, and obviously the recommendations around improving South Africa's competitiveness from this institution are also a key.
There's been a theme over the last couple of years, actually, Annabelle, when we have these conversations about domestic and international influences on the South African market. And I've always said, wouldn't it be terrible if we started actually stabilising our domestic economy, but the international market, or the international economy rather, slowed down and scuppered our aspirations? And it seems to me, from reading your note, that that's exactly what's happening at the moment.
I think you're right. I think it's a big risk. And of course, we're not predicting that the global economy will go into recession. We're not expecting recession. But of course, that is being seen as a big risk as well by financial markets. The worry is that this global synchronized slowdown persists and ultimately does drop the global economy into recession. Of course, then feeding back into South Africa, which is a small open economy, and seeing us, unfortunately, as well, dip into a recession.
Good work, Annabelle. Thanks so much for your time. That's Annabelle Bishop, who's the chief economist at Investec in Johannesburg. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.